Welcome to the Zach and Waleed Show Best of Episode. This episode will feature some of our favorite moments from the past year.
That's chugging buzz balls,
mm-hmm.
Revealing Drew Gooden's future reveal,
mm-hmm.
Waleed's Turkish makeover.
I'm looking good.
You look really good.
Yeah.
The reveal is right now happening. Making tier lists with the Hive Mind crew and so many more that we don't even want to spoil just yet. You got to stay tuned.
Listen, it's been a crazy year. We've had some incredible guests. We had some incredible moments.
That happened off camera.
I'm talking guests like Hassan Piker, remember?
The first episode on
the Zoss. Yeah, the Zoss, that's right.
Yeah.
Drew Gooden.
Episode, I don't remember.
Will Sasso, H3, Josh Allen, Blake Anderson, and so much more.
Here?
No, not today. Sorry, buddy. Uh-huh. But he is in the best of.
Oh, nice.
That's right.
That was a good time.
Zach, we've even rebranded the episode, the show.
Are you? Is your Turkish?
My lice. Oh, by the way, I have lice, everybody.
Best of. We rebranded?
That's right. You don't remember?
Oh, from Foul Tip.
We used to be a sports podcast, and now we're just a...
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I'm wearing a sports.
And that's why you got to watch the best of, because it's been a crazy year. And listen, big, big thank you from the bottom of my heart. I don't know what this guy thinks. All right, but thank you guys so much for listening and supporting. No, I said it first, so now you're just kind of hopping on my...
Whatever.
So thank you. We love you guys so much. On to the next year, where we'll have some great, great moments.
You can skip all of our worst episodes by just watching the best of. So you guys make sure you stay tuned for that. Thanks for supporting us, and carry on. Yeah, just me and you. Waleed's usually on time, but right now.
Yeah, what's going on?
He's coming, I swear. Waleed.
Uh-oh, guess he's back from Turkey. Hello. I'm back.
Oh,
Andrew, thanks for coming out, dude. I'm so sorry I'm late.
What the?
What's going on?
The plane crash?
No, dude, come on.
My man got the turkey special. What do you mean?
I just got back from Turkey, dude. I got to tell you, Turkey is a beautiful country. Great food, great culture. The mosque, the Blue Mosque, I went to Istanbul. It was beautiful.
Wow.
There was beautiful little cute dogs running around the street.
Were the dogs attacking you?
No, why?
You're bleeding everywhere.
I got some gifts for you guys from my big Turkey trip. I got Turkish Delights.
Oh, thank you so much.
Of course.
That's great.
Dude, that's what they're known for in Turkey specifically.
Yeah. What is on your face?
Specifically, just for that, they're known for Turkish
like nothing
Delights.
Else.
Yeah, nothing else.
Just Turkish Delights.
Turkish Delights. I also got this, too, to kind of warn off the bad vibes.
Oh, good.
Evil Eye.
Wow. Turkish Delights, Evil Eye, Blue Moss. You covered,
the
bases.
Yep.
Hagia Sophia, Hagia Sophia.
Uh-huh.
You know?
What about the other base?
What do you mean?
The
what are you talking about?
The home plate, the big base.
The food.
Yeah,
the
food's really good. Yeah.
What's on your face?
It's a big Muslim demographic.
Like, Bosphorus is beautiful, connecting Europe and Asia.
Yep. Yeah. Great seafood. Textile, the Grand Bazaar.
Yeah,
the Grand Bazaar. Bought this leather bag. Actually,
you'll get scammed too.
I bought this leather bag from the Grand Bazaar.
Did you get your ass whooped?
Huh?
What the fuck? Okay.
Blake Anderson's here.
Oh,
yay!
My God. Holy shit. That's a shotgun blast of an intro.
Welcome to the beach.
Yeah, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming back in person.
Yeah, wow. This is incredible. This is a real distinct honor to be with you guys in person.
You're very excited.
Full circle.
You guys are way taller than I thought you were.
Yeah? How tall are you thinking?
I don't know. You guys just look really shrimpy on camera.
From our Zoom to this, welcome back. Full circle moment. Thank you very much for being here.
Yeah.
Is this the highlight of your career, part two?
Yeah, I'll say that, part two. Yeah, that's cool.
Thanks, Blake.
It's like a R. Kelly song. This is the part two of it.
Yes. How long do you think this show will last? Because Foul Tip, our sports show, only lasted for 39 episodes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what?
So the Zach and Waleed show will last for...
probably that, if not less.
Okay,
okay,
fair enough. Yeah.
I mean, I'm guessing you kind of blew your load on the sports pod, right? Mm-hmm. And that seems like way more of a layup.
Nice.
Oh, come on. Right?
So we can literally say nothing sports related.
Nothing sports related.
What happened? Did you guys get sued by like the NFL or something?
Yeah, dude.
The NFL, MLB, NBA.
They were all like, we do not like this content at all.
Yeah.
No, they're just like, the commentary is just not... It's all L takes.
Yeah, we took way too many L's, and all the main sports were just like, dude, this guy sucks. Me. I take the L's.
Really?
Yeah.
I was lucky. Yeah. I didn't know anything, so they're
I'm
like,
really dumb.
This guy.
So it was like a cease and desist from sports.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just stop. Mm-hmm. It was all just, right. Please
well,
stop.
Mm-hmm. I'll try not to. I came in with a lot of hot nuggets talk, but okay.
Oh God.
So, you probably wish you could talk about it, huh?
Yeah, fuck.
Damn.
Ooh. If you were to, like, give an example, like, if you were to, like...
Well, you know, like the parade was yesterday.
Oh, that was good stuff.
It was funny. It's just weird that like everybody just say bad words now at the podium. Yeah. I don't like it.
Travis Kelce started that. We can't get into this.
Yeah.
You guys have to change your shirts, your sweatshirts.
I went half beach, half sports, just in case. And he went all sports.
Yeah.
Well,
in honor of Foul Tip.
And what are the jeans?
Yeah, what are the jeans? What kind of jeans?
Is it City Vibes?
Dickies.
Dickies makes jeans?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I got you on a pair, man.
Thanks, man. I don't want any, but thank you.
Didn't know you had a hog, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
You
didn't know you did. No. I didn't know you were packing.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's just weird for you guys to just point it out. Like,
well, I mean, I feel like...
it's just the new set and, you know...
I'm literally just sitting. I didn't know the chairs would be this low. So I wore basketball shorts, and yeah, it just so happened.
That's a good note for future guests.
Well, he's making us look really bad because we are shriveled up.
I had no clue. I literally had no clue that I was going to be sitting this low to the ground, so I just wore shorts. And,
Kyle didn't tell you, our producer?
No.
He usually adds in the call sheet, if you have a huge hog, please do not.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, let John Hamm know. Because, yeah, this is pretty problematic. I hope it doesn't get pulled down from YouTube.
Also, the contract you signed, it was in there.
Really?
Yeah.
I told you I should have let my lawyer know. So you guys can like never have Machine Gun Kelly, Pete Davidson.
How do you know that they all have hogs?
What do you mean? How do you not?
Oh no.
Yeah.
How do you not know that? You know that. Plus they have the frame of like
guys who have huckin' hogs.
Usually they're tall, slender guys. They have huge honkin' dongs.
Okay, yeah, makes sense.
They got those HHDs.
So you're like 6'5" then.
Yeah, I'm pretty tall, pretty thin, pretty lanky. But no, this isn't my dong. This is just my nutsack.
Oh.
Yeah. I have almost elephantitis of the testicle.
You should probably get that checked out,
dude. One ball. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Thanks, man. I was hoping it wouldn't be a talking point, but yeah.
It's not up there.
Don't look at the outline,
We're improvising now.
Yeah, I should let you know I don't really want to talk about my elephantitis of the testicle.
We can scrap it.
We'll cut it, Ricky, if you don't mind.
We'll cut it in post.
Really? Thanks, man. That would mean a lot.
So you're a big buzzball guy now?
That was the trigger word, ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good segue.
Speaking about balls, you're a big buzzball?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, just, you know, a real organic collab that happened. One of the first... thanks, man.
Yeah.
Am I supposed to take breakfast buzzballs?
Yep. You don't have to if you don't want to.
No, because kind of like the bar I set for myself is I want to take buzzballs earlier and earlier. This might be the earliest one. What are we clocking in right now?
Like 6 a.m. now?
Is it 6 a.m.?
No, yeah, wait.
It's early call time.
It's 9:15 a.m.
It's 9:15. This might be my earliest one. I want to say my previous record was 10 a.m. And 50% you guys got my
alcohol?
Dude, they're really strong.
Holy shit.
Like, I probably should have Ubered.
Oh, it's tequila, vodka. Oh, my God. I thought this was just like a fuck around drink. Like a
no, dude. It's a fucking party starter. I'm glad we're talking about it. Buzz balls are perfect. One and done is pretty good. But when you get to three.
I didn't know it was 15% alcohol. I thought it was just like a White Claw or something. You know?
No,
like,
it's White Claw. We ain't drinking that bitch shit. I'm drinking a homeless fucking booze, all right?
All right, let me take a sip. Let me try this.
No, I want to sip. Okay, go ahead. Yeah,
right. I think you wanted to do a cheers.
We did do one.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Oh, you're chugging it?
Oh, my God. I think that's what we had to do with Buzz Balls.
Are you being for real?
He already drank it. Like, what do you mean?
Well, that we have to do it?
This is your show. You're the one who threw it out, man. Come on, man. My fucking balls are hurting. There you go. Okay, good luck. Yeah, take it down. Buzz balls. It's real. I think that's my favorite flavor. Actually, Cran Blaster's pretty good, but tequila
really good.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's pretty good. You guys are going to feel it, too.
I know. I didn't know it was 50.
There you go.
You're
that's
littering
my
on
point.
Our beach, dude.
That's why I always see it on the beach.
Dude, yeah. You find buzz balls, they're like Easter eggs around town.
With
like,
a little bit left over.
Part of LA.
Jokingly on stage, I said it was okay to litter them because they do make the environment prettier.
Okay, but yeah.
It's like Christmas. Christmas on the ground.
But do recycle if you can. But okay. Some homeless people won't listen to that.
they actually, our biggest audience is...
unhoused?
Yeah, mobile.
That's cool. Yep. That's cool.
So how'd you get the buzz ball offer? Your agent just said like, yeah, we have this cool opportunity for you? Or,
yeah.
Are you
no,
a huge buzz ball?
You know what? I think they reached out in the DM. I mentioned them on the This Is Important podcast, and they were kind of like, yo, let's just send them a bunch of free stuff, because I don't know how often the Buzzball name was coming up, but now it's a movement.
It's
now you started
you got us
the
doing
decline
it.
Of Western it. Civilization. I started it. And I got you guys.
And it's such a niche product. Like it's a ball.
Yeah.
Hey, man, why are they round? That's
genius.
My commercial, so check it out.
I had a dream the other night that I had acquired a pet turtle, and I, for some reason, I kept having to like drop it off at my apartment and then pick it up like throughout the day, like multiple times. And then I saw that my turtle had a cut on the back of its leg, and I had to drive it to the ER, the turtle ER, or whatever they got.
I didn't know you guys were such animal lovers. This is crazy news.
Well, also, it's ingrained because Ninja Turtles and shit like that. Yeah.
All right. You guys did my D tier or whatever for the other animals. So we'll stick with the S tier for the turtles.
Nice. Dolphins?
S.
Ooh.
S.
No. See, I
actually, okay, listen.
No
I.
Way.
One second. Should I?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh shit! What the
so
fuck?
So I've got this.
What the fuck? He really likes dolphins. He loves dolphins.
I love, I'm a big Lisa Frank fan.
Yeah.
You know, I love her drawings or illustrations of dolphins. My grandma used to give me dolphin gifts because I was obsessed with dolphins as a kid. As I've gotten older and I'm aware of documents like Wet Goddess.
Yeah, Wet Goddess.
You know, it's tough. It's tough to love dolphins the same way because they are sexual deviants.
Yeah. Have you read the memoir of Wet Goddess?
First of all,
it's on my list.
Don't actually.
Don't read it. Don't read it. It will demystify dolphins completely for you, but also men.
It's a marine biologist.
I thought this is just a fun zoo animal deal.
You're
going to
learn. You're going to learn.
Wet Goddess.
Yeah. You watch us, you're going to learn.
Sidebar, there was another like ex-CIA agent who like put a dolphin in a pen and took acid with it for like 2 years. You remember that story? If not, it's no big deal. Wet Goddess is like, he was trying to like learn the communication. It didn't work out. I think the dolphin fell in love with him, and then the guy abandoned the project and the dolphin killed itself. Whatever.
Slammed its head into the wall.
Yeah, murdered its own mind. Wet Goddess is a marine biologist who fell in love with a dolphin. Again, a trap so many seem to fall into.
Totally.
And he abandons his then girlfriend because he starts having sex with it and describes the dolphin's genitalia as a vortex pussy. So
vortex
S S.
well, there's a little bit of there's another part of the story. Yeah. So then he has this long lasting
like
sexual relationship with this dolphin,
right.
And then he kind of, you know, I don't know, he starts dating a real woman, a human woman, and he brings her into the dolphin enclosure where he works. Now, the dolphin that he was having sex with attacked the woman immediately.
Yeah.
Like, really attacked
her.
That's what
my wife would do, for sure. 100%.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Dolphins are sexual deviants, and they're the only animal that has sex for pleasure.
Besides great apes and humans, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So do you regret the tattoo, or are you happy with the tattoo?
I don't regret the tattoo, because that was a point in my life and everything. You know, a tattoo is just it's like a timestamp, and so I got to be proud of that. But at the same time, I've learned since then. Yeah. So.
All right.
All right, next animal.
Well, let's go cool a little quicker here. I know we have. If you have great stories like that one, then obviously stop us. But elephant, I would say A.
They can paint.
Yeah. A. I don't care that they can paint. I don't care that they have memories, but they are cool looking.
Awesome.
B. I'll get surprised.
Okay, getting railroaded here. B is fine for flamingos.
I mean, they're no birds of paradise, you know? They're one color.
Okay, what's next?
Anteater.
Anteater, awesome. Little tongue, it goes.
Okay.
It's got a long snout with a little tongue.
It's not eating you out.
It could.
I would say B or C.
If you covered your stuff in ants.
you guys can pick the anteater.
A. Wow. It's like an animal version of a dustbuster. It's awesome.
Awesome, yeah.
A. It's a giraffe.
Giraffe S.
Awesome, yeah.
Yeah,
S has to be S. Yeah,
they got two hearts.
Three hearts.
Three hearts.
Is it three hearts? I think they have one here, one there, and one down there.
Yeah.
Is that right? Can somebody...
so good.
You know more than we do.
And they do this. They go...
Yeah,
they kick ass.
Yeah.
I'm getting only one.
Yeah, same. One heart?
Seems like a myth.
All right.
Riley also thought a sloth was the fastest animal in the world one time a year. He thought they moved so slow that they conserved their speed one time a year.
I believe it. I believe it.
That was something he tried to convince all of our friends of at 16, and we said, are you fucking stupid?
I didn't think it. I dreamt it. And it felt very real.
Okay.
I watched a documentary about it. Okay. They conserve their energy.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Not to get way off topic.
I
made a...
You worked really hard on this.
I made a reenactment of what could happen if you and Amanda have a child together. I think this is the right one.
There's multiple?
There's a few. We'll see what happens.
Different skin colors, different...
Okay, whatever's on the screen, just this baby's coming.
Coloque uma foto de vocês.
Oh, it's me and Waleed.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, so this is me and Waleed having a child.
This is...
And I put... There's gays, you know.
This is...
Filter.
Pause it.
How cool is that? We could see the future, Drew.
Wait, what? That's my child?
No, sorry.
Oh, okay.
I sent a lot of videos to Luke, and this is just...
By the way, this is fully real technology that's used in...
This is real.
That's beautiful. That's a beautiful baby. I'm jealous that that's not my future child. What did you just say about my son?
No, sorry. He's very handsome.
This is me and Waleed's kid.
I know, and I'm going to steal it from you.
Oh,
I
got
understand
it.
That.
I got it.
You showed him to me, and I want him.
Okay, nice. He looks, he's sleeping.
Oh.
What features does he have? He has your eyebrows, for sure.
Fuck.
And that's about it. Hairline, that's my hairline.
Yeah, that's your hairline.
For sure. Nice. For sure. And his name is Geronimo? It looks like a little Himalayan-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Toronto is a good name.
Thank you.
He's ugly.
Another one. Another baby that is happening. Will happen.
That will
Inshallah.
Happen.
Yes. You can mute it again because it's all some weird music.
Okay, this is you and your wife.
This is me and my wife, Tatiana.
Okay, awesome.
All right.
I have braces in this picture. High school. And we just made love.
Oh,
look at this.
Wow.
You want this one?
This is
no.
Cute.
Okay.
I only wanted the other one.
Nice. Okay. Well, I think this actually kind of looks
this
like
this. Actually,
like a cute baby.
That's a really you. Like that looks like a real picture. It looks like a real person. The other one looked a little weird. that's
hey,
why.
Hey, 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 hey.
That's a real kid.
That's my son.
That's Geronimo. Jeez, man.
He comes in, daddy.
What's this one's name?
Our first name that we want is Brayson.
Cool.
All right.
Wow, interesting. Where's that name from?
Is even like after a... the dead silence that came after it, you're not going to reconsider?
We have obviously the baby list, and I threw that name out to my guy friends, and they were like, dude, what the fuck? Like, Grayson? Because we have a guy friend's name. His name's Grayson.
Yeah.
And they were like, do you like me that much?
Is it because in that photo you had braces and it's your son, so it's just like Brace? I'm like... Yeah.
That's actually good. Good.
Descendant of salmon?
Oh, it means son of Bryce. Okay.
Good. Okay. Yes. Descendant of the salmon. Good swimmer. One more. This is you and Amanda.
Finally. Yeah.
You guys
cut all that other stuff back. Yeah. Get to
again,
this.
Again, this is real technology that they use.
So you have sex, by the way, in a Backstreet Boys outfit.
Perfect. That's I'm just excited to have sex.
Yes, that's
wait, thank God.
Wow. I think that's a girl. That's exciting. You and Amanda want this, right?
Yeah.
See?
Wow.
Hey. Yes. That's your daughter.
Ish.
Whose features did it end up with? We both have blue eyes. The child has like black eyes.
Well, that's a conversation you need to have with Amanda.
Yeah. Oh man. If she tries to pass this off as my child, I'm getting a DNA test.
Yes.
We just see you guys on Mari for some reason.
Yeah, we bring the show back just for us.
I love the drama of sports.
Yes.
And I almost have this thought, like, if you're a dude and you want to get your girl into sports, don't show them a game. It's like Game of Thrones. Yeah. You got to be like, look, Kyrie is one of the best players. He doesn't want to take the vaccine, so they won't let him play. Then girls are like, they're into the story of it. Like Kevin Durant, he won all these rings because people were like, you can never win a ring. And then he won a bunch of rings. But then people were like, don't really count because you were on a stacked team. And he's like pissed because like he got the thing that he wanted, but he's still like trying to get that ring by himself. So he goes to Brooklyn and then this guy won't take the vaccine. And they're like, oh my God, like this is like hot. This is better than the Real Housewives of Hollywood.
This is how we pitch the podcast to these people.
I swear to God, start with storylines and then they'll watch the games. I think, I don't know.
Is there a favorite storyline you're watching right now?
What, the sports storyline?
Yeah.
The vaccine one's still up. Well, it's fizzling.
Well, it's fun week to week. Like, you know, Kyrie retweeting the link or whatever, during the Kanye drama. There's always something and it's fun. It's fun to follow.
Did you watch the big Seahawks game?
What, against the Niners?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was at Denny's. I was just like chilling.
Denny's or Danny's?
Denny. Oh. First of all, what's Danny?
I thought we were all supposed to know who Danny is.
Oh, yeah.
I like that you thought Danny's was the more logical. Like, you're like, I know what Denny's is, but
why do you think you would go to Denny's to watch the game?
That's nice. Thank you. That's a good. Yeah, all right. I like that. Yeah, who's Danny? Yeah, I was at Damn, now I'm confused. I was at Denny's just eating.
Why would you go to Denny's?
Sometimes
I thought it was Denny's.
People shit on Denny's. I fuck with Denny's. So I just like chilling in a booth. I'm eating breakfast and I'm watching the game on my phone and just getting really sad in the second half.
You watch it on your phone?
Yeah.
Oh, dude. I was going to say, I don't remember any TVs in Denny's. So I was like.
Yeah, there's a special sports bar one.
In the corner.
Next to Danny's. People hate on Chili's, but Chili's.
You fuck with Chili's?
Chili's is my go-to restaurant to watch sports.
All right. Okay. They got a lot of, is it because it's kind of low-key? It's a sleeper. People don't know about it.
Yeah, cheap.
You get families in there. You're not going to get angry sports fans in a Chili's. You know what I mean?
Like, that's a good, that, okay, I like
if
that.
If my Niners lost in a Chili's, I feel like I can walk out okay, happy. I had my
safe.
Triple dipper.
I like that. Okay, you don't get caught up in the whole.
Sports bar.
Yes, machismo and shit.
If I lost in a sports bar. I would get fucking shat on, and I would hate myself at the end of the day.
That's a good
point. They'd call you.
That'd be great if like a dad of four is shitting on you, even at Chili's.
Yeah, Jill, come to my Chili's.
And you go, I came here to get away from this.
No, man, you're not safe. This is my house.
My food's taking too long. I'm taking my anger out on you.
Kids, don't do what I'm doing. Hey.
Well, we haven't gone into sports yet. So.
Yeah. We did actually. We talked about a real sport.
Yes, you're right.
For like 15 minutes.
But would you like to join us in our sports section?
Sure.
Cool. Roll the clips.
Like they're all ready to go.
We have a question for you.
Sure.
You know Grayson Allen?
Yes. Yeah.
Did you go to school with him?
Yes, he was.
I'm pretty sure he was after you.
Yeah, did he? What year did he graduate?
Roll the clips. Can you look that up, please? what year did Grayson Allen graduate? I'm pretty sure he was after you.
Yeah, I think he was too.
By like maybe May 2018, he graduated.
Oh, so a lot of years. Right?
Yeah.
He's on track to graduate. Whew, thank God. Was worried about his academics.
Yeah, so he, yeah.
What year were you?
I thought it was 2012, so. Okay. Much,
yeah.
You, yeah.
But, much younger. So you know that he's a piece of shit?
Is he?
No one likes Grayson Allen.
Wait, why?
Roll the, okay, for real this time? Roll the Duke Grayson Allen clips from the doc, please. He's a fucking piece of shit.
What?
He purposely tries to injure other players. Oh, this is him on the, this is him on the Bucks. This was his latest shenanigans during the Bucks Bulls game. This was like during Christmas this time, so we're a few days after.
But this just happened.
Yeah, this was his most recent shenanigan.
Look at him. He just looks like a bitch.
He looks Duke. I'll give him that. Okay. But he elbowed DeMar DeRozan in the back. And there was a few tweets saying that DeMar DeRozan faked this injury a little bit. They slowed it down and he kind of flopped. But here it is. Okay. So here he is. He just passed the ball. He got shoved a little bit. And then he purposefully put him elbow in the back.
Yeah.
That one was soft.
That was a little fair. But go to the next one, because the other ones are like very obvious.
Yeah, the other one, this one was a little, but I was just going to bring this up because the Bulls announcer said like they wanted violence on Grayson Allen. It was kind of just like a red flag, but even the announcers are just out.
The announcer said that?
Yeah, the announcers wanted.
Called for violence?
Yeah, the announcer said like if you give him a 1-2, he'll stop doing that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kind of true, though, right?
Yeah, I mean,
it's like if you give him a taste of his own medicine.
Yeah, maybe. If you kick his fucking ass, then yeah, it'll shut him up. But
this one?
This is when he broke
Oh, my God.
He broke Caruso's arm. This was 2019, I believe.
Look, and he has no remorse, too. He's just like, yeah, whatever.
He doesn't give a fuck.
That was pretty bad.
So the Bulls were in playoff contention during this time, and this injury cut their best player at the time. Well, Zach LaVine maybe is, but anyways, but it took him out of the starting roster, and then the Bulls ended up sucking. All due to Grayson Allen, your Duke colleague.
Oh no!
He pulled him down.
That was a dirty.
Yeah, that was bad. Oh God!
It was funny. Before this, me and Zach went on his Instagram. And he just recently
DM'd him.
No.
He recently got married. And it's
Grayson,
just,
you're so
oh
dirty.
God,
you're so dirty, Grayson Allen.
It's a photo of him and his wife, and all the comments are like, "You're a bitch, Grayson Allen."
No way, really? Yeah,
he got married in October 21st, and the comments are like recent, like 22 hours ago. Like, fuck you, and like all this shit. Yeah, he broke his arm.
Zach,
wait, so people hate him?
Oh, look what pull up the Duke one. The Duke one is the, or you can do this one too. This is him at Duke during his college years. This is where it all started. Not this play, but like the years of him being a piece of shit. Bumps into a dude just running by him.
Why do you use his ass for that though?
With a hip check.
He's trying to grind a little bit.
Here he is. Oh, here's tripping him. Here is him running. Oh, black jersey. Purposely stomps on his ankle. Yeah. I'm assuming he's the top of the key. Kicks his leg out. Tries to fucking nut the guy. Tripping him again. This dude, he's just a piece of shit.
Zach made a good point. Guys like this shouldn't have social media.
And he has fucking tantrums.
Wait, can you? Yeah, this is great. I didn't know any of this, honestly.
Okay,
well, can you pull up his Instagram? I want to see.
Dude, he's
pull up the picture. Pull up the collab post with him and his wife. They collab posted.
It's kind of funny though. The trips and stuff like that. It's kind of funny.
It's just
this would be like, whoop.
Are you defending?
There's like,
him?
I'm not.
they're Duke colleague.
Yeah, he's
they're
my Duke
alumni.
Colleague, dude,
boss, coworker. Pull up a
one on the left, right?
The wedding. So sad.
Okay, let's skip.
Oh, it wasn't 22.
Oh, we don't have to look through the. Oh, is that just playing? I thought you were just like clicking through the images. Like, oh, let me. This looks like a beautiful wedding.
Go through some of the comments. Because I know those ones were bad.
Ask your husband why he keeps hurting people.
Three days ago.
Did Coach show up? Oh, wait, that's just like actual question.
How did you get all the bad comments right away, Waleed?
Your wife
is a gutter?
Jesus Christ.
Definitely the type of emotional dude to... Oh, Jesus.
To beat his wife.
Don't you think it's weird? This is crazy because it's like half people being like, what venue is this? So beautiful. And then it's like, don't you think it's weird how he's the only player with zero fans?
People really do just fucking despise... This
definitely
is
the type of emotional dude to beat his wife.
Yeah.
Imagine someone writing that on your wedding post.
So this is what I was saying earlier. I was like,
congrats, Grayson. Wishing you the best.
Biggest L.
Biggest L marrying this child.
This is what I'm saying. Like, this type of player, like, is the kind of guy that you...
Oh, my God, dude. Go up. Come on, Randy.
Oh, them jugs are next level.
Oh,
Randy. Come on, dude.
Randy, can we click on his profile?
No, don't click on him. Don't click on him. Yeah, this is just maybe don't have or just turn your comments off.
What a wonderful wedding! Thanks for sharing.
Your wife looks like my sack after shaving. These are terrible.
Oh, then we get the
why
next...
doesn't he like delete these?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a collab post between him and his wife, so she's seeing like,
yeah,
not like she wouldn't see them either way, but that's like fucked up.
Yeah.
Hey, honey.
I mean, she must, like, they must, yeah.
Honey, did you see the comments on our post? People are really loving our...
Well, half the people love it.
I think they're the type of couple that probably does not read comments. Yeah. They have to.
No, they have to. There's no way. Wedding post? You're reading those comments.
I read every comment. I always read the comments. Yeah. Pretty unfortunate.
You don't only read the comments. You also write a lot of comments.
I do write, yes.
Yeah.
On athletes.
Yeah, and
can we click on a random post? Let's click on the Bachelor post. I want to see if they're talking shit on there too.
No, well, this was more recent.
Go retire and play for the
Guangdong.
Time to retire and work for McDonald's.
Get ready to learn Chinese, buddy.
What? How many threes are you gonna miss?
Maybe
the cockiness can pipe down now.
Nice bricks. Hold this L. Damn.
No one likes you. Oh my God, that is cold as hell, dude. Imagine writing on someone's page, no one likes you. That's mean.
Yeah. This is. I feel really bad for your wife. Wow. You are a bad player.
You are a bad player.
What the fuck, bro?
No one likes you. You are a bad player.
First of all, the dude in the middle is short as fuck. Sorry. I'm one of the comments.
What the hell?
I'm one of the comments.
Yeah, dude. What are you? Come on. Zach.
Come on, man.
Sorry.
Now you're just bullying.
Yeah, that's straight up bullying.
After we're reading all these comments.
Sorry. It was just my first thought, and I should have held it in a little bit. He looks great, though. But you're off the wall roles that you've had.
Oh.
Of Homeward Bound for one of them.
I was in Homeward Bound 2.
Dude, me and my wife were watching that, and I had obviously no idea you were in that till the very end. And I saw it, I was like, holy shit, that's Will Sasso?
And they gave you your own sign.
I knew the prop guys from a different movie that I had just done. So they made the sign on top of the car, Sasso's Pizza.
That's so sick.
And that's me. I'm a gigantic 19-year-old 400-pound boy.
Were you 19 of this?
19 or 20. And no, 20 20 years old. I remember shooting this. This was 1995. And yeah, there it goes. It came out in 96, and I didn't know what the hell I was doing. And they said, can you drive standard, like drive stick? And I was like, nope. And this car is stick, and I stalled it many times. and then I do a silly thing. I'm delivering pizza at the end of the movie, and the dog jumps at me, and I fall backwards, and the pizza goes up in the air, and the dog's eating the pizza, and everyone goes.
It's so kiddish. You're like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember I actually, on one of the times I flipped backwards, I kicked the dog.
Oh, dude.
Dog was so sweet. This you know, Labrador, like a retriever, so sweet. Like, like, it's okay. I'm like, oh, my God.
So happy.
So. A moment that sticks out in my mind, because why is that say Sasso on it? And I can't drive this car, and I booted a fucking car.
You didn't get to keep the pizza sign?
No, where the fuck is the pizza? God damn it.
Dude,
you find the pizza.
You wanted to bring up a...
Oh, yeah, and the Sum 41 one. That was like one I like distinctly remember. Because I used to love the brown guy from Sum 41.
Yeah, David Brown's now.
Okay.
He's back with the band.
Can we pull it up, please?
Barely. I recently did a video with them again.
Yeah, I saw that. It was like 10 years, right?
Yeah.
Years later. I can't play the music, but...
Oh, is this where they're... Yeah.
Can we play it? Just no music?
Just for the audio.
How did you get this? Like, how did they hit you up? Or there's fans?
Yeah. I'm an AR guy who's talking about their new album, and I'm not all that into it. And I wanted them to change their names to The Sums, because this is 20 years ago. So it was like, oh, The Strokes, you know, The Hives, The Vines. So you guys should change your name to The Sums. And
did you listen to their music?
Yeah.
Oh,
well, we're countrymen. They're from Canada, as am I. Aside from the fact that they hit the scene doing just I really respect them as a band. Like they've gone through so many changes as a band, and yet their sound is still Sum 41. But there's just such an incredible metal, ground level to Sum 41 that is they're right up my fucking alley. And then yeah, on the set their name is the Sums in this video.
That's sick.
That was a gas. I was blown away that they reached out to me to do that. And we had a lot of fun just totally fucking around.
So now you're waiting on Drake to hit you up because another fellow Canadian.
Canadian.
Yeah. Same exact bit.
I would love if you came up with a new Drake dance, dude.
That would be good.
That'd be sick.
It's me just at the beginning of a video saying that he has to change his name to The Drake.
The Drake.
How was it working with Chris Farley?
Oh my God. The craziest thing of all time. I got to be in, I was in his movie, Beverly Hills Ninja.
Yeah, that was fucking awesome.
Was one of his last movies, and you know, I mean, that was absolutely insane. He is a hero of heroes to me, I always say, like, Chris Farley is the funniest person in the history of the world because there's nobody funnier than Chris Farley.
Yeah,
there's things that are as funny as the funniest thing in the world. There's so many things that are the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Where you're like, oh my God, that's the funniest thing I've ever seen. And Chris Farley is that funny all the time. You watch old Saturday Night Live and you go, what? Like, I was just talking about this actually recently. There was a sketch where it was, I think it was just called Pepper Boy, right? And it was Adam Sandler is the pepper grinder. Like, he's like, you know, the runner at a restaurant, and this Italian restaurant, and it's like, all you gotta do is the crank of the pepper and the pepper boy. And he goes, oh yes, I will make it, you know. So he goes over, and it's this great, you know, Saturday Night Live classic sketch where he's like, a fresh pepper, you know, and just like playing, doing the bit, just fucking hilarious. Yes, sir. Okay. And then he goes up to Farley in the sketch, and Farley, for no reason, has a gigantic red beard. And you know, he's just like, you. I think this is the quality. There it is. I think this is the quality that the reason that people love him so much is like, oh, he's, it's like my good buddy, Tommy Blacha, who is one of the funniest guys in the world, was saying, like, because he was around like in the 80s in Chicago and in the early 90s when like Farley was around, and he goes, oh, it doesn't even matter if Chris Farley never ended up on TV, there would be a group of people saying, well, I don't give a fuck what you show me, there's this dude, there's a trail of stories about this fucking guy who's the funniest guy in the world. Like, I don't give a fuck what's on TV.
Yeah, exactly.
So the fact that a supernova like Chris Farley ended up on Saturday Night Live is for the enjoyment of us all is the best. Sandler goes, you know, fresh pepper? He goes, why, yes! and then he goes, just so huge. Thank you, Pepper Boy. That was the perfect amount of pepper. Can we watch a little bit?
Yeah, we watch a little bit.
Yeah, just that.
Yeah, yeah.
So stupid.
Big, fat, bushy beard. Big fat to butcher beard. He like a 3 twists of pepper. 3. No, I'm making me proud. Eh? Fresh pepper.
Why? Yes!
He's busting a laugh.
Say when? Yeah. All right, all right. Juan? Hey, who is that? Hiccup. Three.
Why, thank you, Pepper Boy! That's the perfect amount of pepper! Bravo!
Grazie. Oh, you did it, Carlo! You did it!
God, he's just like trying, like, just like. I mean, how the fuck do you not. Yeah. Like, that's. There's. Whatever. I could talk about it all day.
Oh, real quick. Speaking about money, right?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Me and you, right? We're entrepreneurs, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Sorry. So, yeah, so rude, by the way. You know, I noticed you got a little merch thing going on. Okay. And me coming from, you know, a clothing background and, you know, working in the space for so
years. You got
to
let go market.
Okay. You don't have to keep bringing that up. Yeah, yeah. But by the way, no context to what I'm about to pitch you, all right?
Okay.
Just hear out a few pitches. All I want to throw some ideas at you. If you don't like them, don't worry about them. And then if you do like them, we'll talk money later. Does it sound good?
Sure.
Yeah, hold this for me. Okay, perfect. I got a few designs for you, actually. I was hoping. Sorry. Can you hold the mic for me? The first one says, "Hi, I'm Curtis Connor, and I went on the Zach Yuan Lead Show on October 15th at 14th at 9:34 a.m. And if you check now, actually, it is 9:34 a.m. So I thought it'd be really cool. I think this would be.
Yeah. So
it's very topical. I know.
Right. Yeah.
Topical sales right now. Topical sales.
Yeah. I think it might be like too topical. I feel like.
right. But if someone's watching this and they're really into the moment, you know, they're really embracing it.
Right.
Yeah. They really felt a connection to it. I think this would be a perfect addition to your
my merch
store.
Yeah. That's pretty good. That's a good idea. So they other people would buy the shirt and it would say, "Hi, I'm Curtis Connor."
Yeah.
Why not? Yeah. And they went, okay.
Well, you're not Cousin Vinny, so.
Damn. Holy shit. Yeah, you got me there, dude. Sound logic.
What else do I got? Oh, I think this is really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this.
Oh, yeah. That's...
Yeah. There you go. This, Tyler Cherry, head of communications. Oh, no, wait. This is you.
Yeah, that is me, the head of communications.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's
stunner.
I feel like that's genuinely a shirt that would do really well.
I think so. The fucked up part is I think it would do really well too.
But also, I feel like it's probably like illegal to put his.
Delete it really fast.
Yeah.
I'll teach you how to do it. this one is just like a throwaway idea. Okay. You know, I don't want to be so, you know, modest or anything, but I was just goofing around. I thought you'd like this. It says, "I got a mustache ride in Curtistown."
Oh my God,
and,
man.
And here we go. There's a young cowgirl, riding a mustache. And
it's like really,
you said young.
Yep.
Don't say that.
Yeah. Nice, huh?
Yeah, great shirt, man.
Your merch is great, but, you know.
Yeah, it could be a lot.
I'm just adding, you know, some more flair.
Yeah, a little bit more pizzazz, if you will. Yeah, I like that. I think that could, I think it's super appropriate. I think it's really nice shirt.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, those are all, go to my website right now. Those are live. Those are all live.
All the PNGs.
Yeah, all those, yeah.
Hey, Mr. Klein.
Oh.
Hello.
How's it going? Is this your meeting, Waleed?
Yeah, sorry. I thought our evaluation was later today.
Hold on, dude. I'm kind of busy. What? Another evaluation?
Yeah, not another, but like a performance review.
No,
dude. Hey, I mean, you're a little needy, bro. I mean, it hasn't even been that long. It's like... We just talked about this last week. It's just a little meaty. What do you want to know?
You know, just how I've been doing and, you know, and how I've been, you know, performing and, you know, my job and all that stuff. Sorry, do you have a camera on by any chance? I like to look at my boss in the eye.
Nice.
So there we go.
Mr. Klein, again, thank you for all the support the last few months, and I'm just really excited about, you know, to do this performance review with you, and, you know, would love to hear what you think of my performance.
Nice. Good, good, good.
I don't know, man. Are you usually this needy? Because we just talked last week. We did a performance review.
Yeah, I thought that was like more of like a casual conversation. I mean, I cried and stuff, but...
Good.
Emotions. Yeah, good. I just wanted to show, you know, show that I'm really excited and really, you know, I'm stepping up.
Nice, nice.
Are you recording this? Because I don't know. Did you clear that with HR? Who is that guy sitting with you?
Oh, this is just my podcast.
How's it going, yeah, sir?
Sorry, I thought the
timing... Am I on a podcast right now?
No.
What's happening, bro?
We're just this is just my Zoom setup.
Hired a great one, Ethan.
Yeah,
I do not consent for this to go out.
No, you're okay? All good. You're all good. It won't go anywhere. We promise.
All right, you're not,
Mr. Klein. Hey, I just wanted to speak on behalf of my best friend here. You hired a great kid.
Apparently, I didn't hire someone. I like to usually work with people who can, you know, talk for themselves.
yes, yeah, of course.
Hey, but every Middle Eastern guy needs a white guy next to him, huh?
Those are not my word.
Is there, you know, anything you want to say of how I've been doing lately? And
you know, you're not wearing pants.
Oh, huh?
You can see that?
I thought it was top.
Yeah, I can see your whole body. You're not wearing any pants,
Kyle.
That's weird, bro.
No, sorry. This is a screen actually. But there you go. Perfect. Thank you.
You've been fine. I mean, we haven't been working together very long, but one thing I will say,
okay,
is that when you are in the office, and I'm not saying this is you because I don't know, I can't. This isn't an official accusation, more of a coincidence I've noticed.
Uh-huh.
Is that somebody in the office not flushing? And I've noticed that it's usually when you're in the office.
You do. You take shits. He takes shits shirtless. Sorry.
No, it's definitely, I mean, listen, I want to make sure.
And I'm not talking about pee-pee. I'm talking about big floaters, bro. And usually we work with a lot of like really nice, sweet girls. And not that girls don't flush, but it just seems like out of character for them.
No, it's definitely.
And it's only when you're here.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I like to keep the bathrooms clean. It's definitely not me. You know, I do see those like the shipping people, the UPS or whatever. They like to use our bathrooms sometimes.
No.
You hate skid marks.
No.
Yeah.
You're
not
a skid mark guy.
Yeah, I do use the bidet.
Hey, Ethan, you know,
guys don't use.
Waleed wears multiple hats. He's also a writer. Did you know that?
What does he write?
He used to
fucking letters to all the girls who don't want nothing to do with them.
Right. That, and he also used to write for Logan Paul back in what, like 2015?
No, 16? No, that was just a bit that we used to.
No,
do.
He the Force video.
No, that wasn't.
Logan wanted to go to a whole different country, and Waleed was like, "Yo, cancel that flight. You're going straight to Japan."
That's
my guy.
That was
a huge hit.
That's not on my resume.
That is amazing.
That was you?
No, that was not me.
That's hype yourself up. Come on.
No, I don't want to take credit for that.
That was so good.
That was you, bro.
No. That was not me, Mr. Klein.
That's amazing content.
No.
How many views did that get?
You guys planned that? That's insane, dude.
No,
that's
we did
sick.
Not. That was just that's a joke that we do on.
That's
great video.
Crazy, bro. You planned that ahead of time?
No.
Mr. Klein, he also, I don't know if you can see this shirt. It's I lost my virginity at the Cheyenne convention. Waleed made this shirt. He profited off a Chinese cult and made a fuck ton of money. Really cool stuff.
No,
he could do that for Teddy Fresh.
No, that was just a shirt I made. Damn, that was just a shirt I made online as a gag, as like a joke, like a meme. You know,
made a ton of money.
Yeah,
promised he would donate all the funds.
Well, that I like.
To
he likes
that. I like.
Oh, nice. Oh,
okay, yeah, all right.
good.
That I like.
What about like my work ethic? You know, I'm there early in the morning.
Aren't you supposed to be there today?
What is today?
The Thursday.
Yeah, aren't you supposed to be in a meeting right now with the marketing team? That's what I thought this phone call was, bro. We had a fucking meeting right now, and you're in your podcast filming me without my consent? What is wrong with you?
We have your...
What actually is wrong with you, dude?
No, I just
I can't help you there.
No, we pushed that meeting back because we wanted to do the performance review.
Not in the office.
So I sent a message. Yeah, I'm just on my lunch break right now.
Listen, you're okay. Your performance, frankly, not impressive, and I'll tell you why. And it's not just because of the shit you leave in the toilet. Or I'm not, I can't, again, I'm not, that's not an official accusation. Just
right,
a pattern.
Right, thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
I've noticed that you're only here like half the day.
No, no, I'm there pretty, you just don't see me all the time, you know, because you're so busy in all those meetings and stuff. So you probably just don't see me.
No, no, no. I look, I have cameras, bro. I'm watching. I says, where the fuck is Waleed? And this guy does not come to work. He thinks he's above it. You know, COVID is over, bro. It's time to fucking come to the office, man. I don't like it. I don't like that.
No, no, I'm not. Listen, work from home, not for me. I hate my house. So anytime I could be in the office.
You were also a COVID denier.
No, no, Zach.
And he's not vaccinated also.
What?
No, I'm back. I have my card. I have. Sorry, Ethan.
Also, I got to say, like, I like your ideas in general.
Mm-hmm.
But that one where you were going to use the N-word was so out of line.
No, that
like,
was...
why would you put that in our marketing?
It was supposed
to
get a reaction. That was the whole point of the campaign.
You're supposed to be racist on this pod and not anywhere else.
No, well, it was a good idea. Oh. Yeah, I mean, listen, don't knock that idea right away. Maybe we could talk about it later down the line.
It's insane. It's just so offensive, bro.
Is there anything
also,
else?
Also, you know I'm Jewish, right? You know I'm Jewish, right?
I thought you were Muslim.
Because you weren't walking around saying like, "Oh, don't Jew me on that," and that's so inappropriate, bro.
Okay, you know what? I might have. Okay. You know what? I will take credit. I might have said that.
That's a pretty good line.
I might have. Yeah. Come on, dude.
But don't you like a guy who could, you know,
say it how it is?
Yeah, say how it is, and you know, just be honest.
Yeah, you can tone down on the 9/11 jokes too. It's like it's just. Yeah, I know it's been a long time, but like.
Well, any constructive criticism for him to work
on?
Yeah,
maybe. Is there like
parting words?
Maybe like a comp, you know, for the performance?
Start by, you know, coming into work when you're supposed to be here.
Of course, of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Basic stuff. You could start by stopping using obscenities and racism and making all of your coworkers super uncomfortable with very offensive language. You have to stop that. Listen, it's not okay. And the other thing is regular showers, bro. Now that you're in a professional setting, you're in an office space, you need to work on your hygiene because
I will
other people, man. If you have some body odors, if you have some smells coming off you, this is going to affect people in your close proximity. So that's another thing that we need to work on is hygiene and body odors.
I think you smell great.
Yes, Mr. Klein. I will definitely take a shower next time I'm in the office.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
I don't know if you know it was part of your job description, but you're also supposed to wash the dishes at the end of the day.
Wow.
Oh, yes, yes.
The dishes have been piling up, all right?
Yeah.
Can you tell me this?
Yeah, I'm not really like, you know. I'm not a marketer.
He's our fucking after hours cleanup.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. Yeah. What'd you sign up for?
Well, what I've been telling everyone is I, you know, help out with the marketing stuff, but actually I'm just cleaning up.
Ethan, didn't Hassan give Waleed the job? What did Hassan tell you about Waleed? It sounded like he was really hyping up Waleed and everything, and it was like an easy transition just for Waleed to just snag the title.
He said he was a really good cleaner.
Oh. Yeah, he did say that.
Which is true when he's here.
Fair.
Yeah, of course.
He does do a really
course.
Good clean.
I mean, listen, I'll take all that criticism. I'll do better. And maybe later down the line, we could talk about some type of promotion or I don't know.
If you ever need a social media manager, Mr. Klein, I am your guy. I'm really good at it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What are your credentials? Tell me about it.
Of course. Yeah. I'm white.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm 30. And I used to be on Vine and was very successful. And I've continued ever since.
Dude, you're a Viner? That's so sick. I love Vine.
Thanks, man. I also do reaction videos. I love...
You do? I used to do those.
Dude, wow. We should do them together.
I used to make Vine, too.
No, shut the fuck up.
Hold on, dude. You sound like you would know a lot.
I do.
About social media.
Yep, yep, yep. I'm your guy.
Great. Why don't we talk? Hey, yeah. Wally, can you send me his resume?
Yeah, I'll send you his resume, and I'll send you a photo of his breakfast, too. You're not going to like it. It's very gross. It's very disgusting. But
thank you, Mr. Klein. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Klein. And again, I'll take all that criticism. I'll show up with a smile, clean, no obscenities. And
Shower,
yep.
Maybe wear some pants.
Wear some pants, of course.
If you showed up like that, bro, that would not be okay.
Of course. Okay, I'll make sure to go run to the store beforehand.
Send me your buddy's resume. Sounds real interesting.
Yeah, I will.
Thank you, Mr. Klein. I appreciate
it. We have a marketing manager position open we're looking to fill.
Wow.
Head of marketing?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, I think that was supposed to be my gig.
No, please. Yeah. I'm great at it. Look at what I'm wearing. I'm really good with outfits.
Did you make that shirt?
What's that?
Did you make that shirt?
My buddy did. I don't even know his name anymore.
You made that shirt?
I did.
That shirt's so sick, dude.
Yeah, no, thanks, man. Yeah. I appreciate
smart
that.
Idea. Hey, what did you have for breakfast?
Just, you know, normal stuff. Eggs. And that's
it. I love eggs.
Yeah, amazing. Do you like edamame?
I love edamame, dude.
You ever put them on a plate together? It's amazing.
Yo, that sounds like it'd be perfect because I love those two things together.
Yeah. Imagine that on a t-shirt, huh?
Yes.
Mr.
Klein, you know, before I make that recommendation, I want to have you know Zach was there at the Capitol during January 6th.
I'm a leader. I led everyone in there. God damn it. I led
Dan,
them away.
I gotta
from
end
the
this call, Dan. Dan, I gotta just disconnect. I gotta end this.
It's okay. Thank you for your time, Mr. Clyde. Oh my God. Is someone coming in today?
Did I tell you about Hassan?
What is happening?
Hassan!
Okay.
When I was over at Hassan's house yesterday,
my heart is pounding.
He was telling me that the Taliban, since they took over the government, they now have to work office jobs.
I fucking knew it.
I'm here.
In front of my very own eyes, Josh Allen.
Is this fucking...
How are we doing, fellas?
Zach, this is your idol.
Hi, Josh.
Zach, good to see you. Ali,
Josh, can you see my heart pounding out of my chest?
You know, I'm feeling the same way, so it's all good.
Oh, okay. I see why we had to record today. I'm very glad we are. Hi, Josh Allen.
Josh, welcome to Foul Tip. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. I'm a big fan. Obviously, I watch all your guys' stories and Instagram posts, so I know you guys look out for me.
Why do you watch our stuff? What makes us appealing to you, Josh?
I was a huge Vine guy back in the day, and you guys I watched. So
let's go.
So me and my brother, we quote a bunch of Zach's Vines all the time. So I'm a big fan.
Sick.
This is absolutely amazing.
So I don't know if you know, Josh hit me up and he goes, I want to surprise Zach.
Shut the fuck up.
I swear
up.
To God, right? You did.
Ask him.
He hit me
Show
up
him.
And he goes, I want to surprise Zach this Monday. And so I was like, I'm not going to say no to the GOAT. You know, so he's here. He's your buddy.
This is so, I don't even know this. Is this AI?
No,
is this
him,
real?
It's him. I mean, his lips aren't moving right now. But
yeah. Josh, thank you very much.
It's real, you know? It's real.
I feel that. Hell
yeah.
So, Josh, Zach has been sending you very provocative DMs. I got to ask, does that worry you at all? Were you scared when you first got them? How'd you react?
You know, it's, I usually get them from a lot of different people. So, it wasn't crazy to me.
Am I more special than the other people?
Yeah, okay. You definitely are. Thank you. Like most of the other ones go to the message request. Yeah, you guys go straight to primary. So you're good.
Hell yeah.
I mean, thanks, he was saying shit like, yes, Josh. Were you not scared of that at all?
No, honestly, that's right up my alley for humor. So it's all good.
Okay, so let me provide a few more examples. He brought this from home, by the way.
No, okay.
This is a Josh Allen body pillow. This is Zach's.
The jizz stains are unrelated. The jizz stains were stray shots, all right? They were ricochets.
This does not make you feel...
They're in the splash zone.
Yeah.
This doesn't make you feel uncomfortable at all that he has a body pillow of you?
No, I forgot to bring mine.
Okay, what if I told you it has a hole?
No, it does not have a hole.
What if I told you it has a Pelosi?
No hole. Fucking prick. This was a present to me, okay, Josh? And I love this present.
All right, what about some of the... Zach, I actually have messages that you were going to send to Josh. Josh, if you're okay, I'm going to go ahead and read a few of them.
What?
These are messages that he sent me... to test out before he would send you a message. One is, Josh has the fattest dump truck ever. That's fair enough, right?
That's fair.
I will sell my wife Tot's car, rings, and all her personal belongings just to have one whiff. Does that make you feel uncomfortable? You're cool with that?
That's on the uncomfortable scale. It's a little more than the previous one.
Okay.
I didn't say that.
I want him to treat me nasty.
I didn't. Okay. These are messages to you.
A little more.
Okay. How about eat it till it's raw? That's
okay,
a little.
Whoa.
Come on. That's a little weird, right?
That one was supposed to be in the private.
That one's the least weird. I don't know.
Okay. I want to chain Josh to my radiator and wear his flat. Okay, come on. That's a little weird now, right?
That's a little, you guys, I'm a big movie guy. So Blades of Glory, he goes, I want to wear your skin off or cut your skin off.
Saw, very Saw-like.
Yeah.
Josh, it's an honor to
well, he just made me seem like I'm a fucking freak, which I know I am, but hey. I'm not that freaky. Okay.
I mean, Josh, fair enough, you are the hottest player
in
the NFL right now and
before Joe Montana? Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he was hotter than Joe Montana.
Do you not feel that when you're playing that you're just so hot and sexy?
Nah, I don't know about that. I just play football.
What kind of question is that?
I want to know.
Josh, do you think that football players should play, especially you, without helmets? I like quarterbacks are the hottest position in all of football, right? And the NFL caters towards protecting quarterbacks. You know, hit to the head is obviously probably the worst case scenario for playing without a helmet. But, you know, I think NFL quarterbacks should play without helmets. And I think you rightfully should play without one. And
listen, I think the quarterbacks get enough of the off-field marketing and all the TV time and all that, all the interviews. So I'm okay with wearing a helmet. There are some instances where, like, we do wear helmets and guys go out and, like, people don't know who they are because they've never seen them without their helmet on. So, but I think I'll keep mine on because I take... quite a few shots in my head, so anything that I can do to protect my noggin, I'm gonna do.
But you do have beautiful locks now. You were seen at the Kentucky.
Let them go a little bit.
You were seen at the Kentucky Derby, looking really good. Do you mind just revealing your lettuce? Wow!
Ooh,
look at that.
Come on, don't wear. What's the hat for this?
Look at that.
That's not fair.
That's amazing.
It's getting there.
Speaking about off media, you were slamming homers the other day,
dude.
You look sick.
I have to ask, you obviously played baseball because your swing is immaculate. 10 out of 10.
I played until my senior year of high school. I was thinking about playing in junior college, but yeah, dude, I typically won that home run derby. It's Micah Hyde's charity event, which is an awesome time. But yeah, there was a few that went over the net, which those are some pokes. So I kind of surprised myself too.
Do you know how fast you could throw a fastball? Because in NFL, I think you're one of the hardest throwing quarterbacks out there, besides my boy Trey Lance. But do you know how fast you could throw one? High 80s?
In high school, I thought around 92.
Damn. What are you doing playing football?
Football is more exciting. I am not unhappy with my choice at all. I'll 10 times out of 10. But if there is a team that sees this video and wants to, like, you know, draft me, I'll come to training camp.
Yeah, a celebrity shot. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
I'll take some BP somewhere and just kind of, you know, that'll be fun. But I wouldn't play baseball in the league. I don't know.
That's respect.
And one of Zach's dreams in life, Josh, he literally was telling me this the other day, is he wants to do one thing with you, all right? It's to shake your goddamn hand
and have a beer.
And have a beer.
All right. Well, come to a game this year. We can make that happen.
I would love that. What is your beer of choice?
I'm a Corona guy.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Buddy, yeah, buddy. Yeah.
I Corumba, huh?
Yeah. So where I'm from is like, It's very Hispanic, so like you kind of just drink what everybody else drinks growing up, and we were Corona, Pacifico, Modelo, and you put some little spicy, you put tapatio and a little tajin on top.
My guy,
this guy's sick.
The handshake may lead it more now because you're speaking my language.
Wait, so you were
besito.
You were on Vine. You were watching us on Vine.
Oh, absolutely.
Were you making Vines at the time?
I made maybe one or two Vines.
Oh, dude. If you have those in that camera roll, please let them free.
I don't know.
The world needs to see it.
There's a few that me and my brother still quote from Zach. Like the one where the dad's hanging on the door sill and the son's like, "Dad, good night."
Dude, that's fucking awesome.
So funny, dude.
Hell yeah.
That one.
Nothing wrong with a little incest, you know, yeah, a little incest joke. Yeah, that's what made me pop off.
Yeah. And now, is it true that Zach tells me you guys' personal conversations all the time? Is it true that you are a Applebee's stan versus Chili's?
Big time. I'm at way Applebee's over Chili's. So, like, I grew up, our restaurants going out were Applebee's and Chili's because I grew up on a farm. We didn't have many, like, chainy restaurants where I was at. So every time we went into Fresno, we would do Applebee's. Every time we went to football practice in Los Banos, we would do Chili's. And there's something about the Applebee's wings and the Oriental chicken salad. The chicken crispers at Chili's are good.
Right. Careful with your words. Careful.
Molten lava cake is great.
Amen.
Of course. Of course.
But you can't, I understand the Chili's appetizers are always half price, or that's what they claim. But the Applebee's after 9, in college, me and like 10 to 15 teammates, every Thursday, we'd be playing Fortnite and be like, "Hey,
let's go."
9 o'clock rolls down. We go to Applebee's and sit down with 10 of us and just eat everything we could and just feel terrible the next day. But it was good going down.
Are you still playing Fortnite, by the way?
Okay. Hang on, guy.
I played video games and quite a long time.
Oh, that's right. You're a QB for them. Oh, yeah, my bad.
He has a real job, Waleed.
Yeah. Wait, they haven't put you in Fortnite yet?
No, I don't know. There was a skin you could buy for like the teams and stuff, but I don't think it was a specific skin.
Dude, they got to put you in Fortnite, man. That would be sick. I would play that all the time.
I can see one of your gifs on Instagram or Twitter, at least, is doing the L Fortnite dance.
Yeah.
Is that still cringe for you to look at, or are you happy that?
Wait, are you a GIFs guy or a GIFs guy?
I'm GIFs. Are we not allowed to hang out anymore? Dude, Applebee's, GIFs, and GIFs? Josh, this is a horrible first meeting.
You know, it's opposites attract, though, right?
Hey,
dude, fair enough.
My
guy. Fair enough. Josh, one last request before we let you go. Lately, lately, Zach's been feeling kind of down lately, and you know he's been going through a rough patch. You know he's pushing through. Any words of motivation from my buddy here?
Besides, get a job. Yeah. Just anything else you could tell me, that would be fucking fantastic.
It's okay to be unemployed. I keep seeing your guys' stories.
Yep,
you know,
yep,
it's
yep.
Fine. Nothing wrong with that.
Thank you, Josh. Get a job. Is that what you're
going to say? maybe make some more Vine-type content.
There you go. All
right. I feel that. I'll do that for you, Josh. Maybe I'll make one about the Buffalo Bills winning the Super Bowl against my Niners.
That's right. Amen.
This year. How's that?
That would be a dream come true.
All right.
Because I grew up a Niners fan, too, believe it or not.
I was going to ask. Yeah.
Yeah, you're from the Bay originally?
Fresno.
Fresno?
From Central California. It's more so the Bay than it is LA area.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. Be careful. I said Sacramento was the Bay the other day, and I almost got murdered.
People did not like that.
Yeah, Sacramento. That's like the cutoff of like, you know, Sacramento south to about Bakersfield. That's like our own little spot.
Yeah.
The valley type stuff, you know, or valley trash is what people call it.
I feel that. When is your off season workout kicking in for the Bills?
Oh, I'm here already. I'm in one of.
Oh, you're not in jail?
Right. Oh, I'm not in jail. Contrary to popular belief, I'm not in jail.
Good to know.
we started about 3 weeks ago, and it's Monday through Thursday. It's not that long, but it's fun to be back with the boys hanging out.
That's awesome. There you go. Yeah, well, we'll definitely try to find a time to come out there and hang.
I will be there game one.
Yeah, grab a beer.
Oh, do the Bills need a dome?
You know, not really.
You're good. You're good with the snow.
Stadium. The only thing that really bothers me is when it's super windy. Yeah. Like if it's kind of windy, it's fine. Like I'm gonna throw it better than most people do in the wind.
Amen.
Just played in it for so long, and I understand kind of what my ball does. But the new stadium will be essentially a dome. It'll block out 90% of the wind, they said. So we'll see.
Hell yeah. Yeah. I think the Buffalo weather has a mind of its own. So definitely it's a we'll see kind of vibe. But
yeah, and you guys are in LA, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in Long Beach. He's in LA.
I will give you my address if you want to come over.
I'll be so the US Open's at LA Country Club this year.
That's right.
Nice.
I'm a big golf fan too.
You have a great swing.
I'll be there. I'm going to be there.
Sounds good. Sick, are you saying we will come? Well,
maybe you guys go.
Ah,
maybe.
Gotcha.
Yeah, maybe we can hang out.
Have a beer on the course. That sounds pretty damn good to me.
Because you need witnesses and you think I'm going to do something crazy and weird.
Yeah. The more public, the better. So
respect. Respect.
The bus station or some shit.
I think the cum pillow may be the Pelosi. Sealed the fate for me.
The Pelosi.
Pelosi.
The Pelosi.
Well, thank you, Josh, for taking the time for this surprise visit. Love you very much. I will be watching you and a big fan. But thank you very much. Don't laugh in the back. I'm allowed to gush a little bit. All right.
Josh, I love you too.
No,
I
you don't.
Oh.
Not as much as me.
Not as much, but I love you guys. Thanks. I love Zach a little more.
Of course.
Hell yeah.
Of course.
That's on record. It. Don't cut that, Ricky. But thanks, man. Appreciate you. Best of luck this season.
Of course.
We'll
thanks
see
for
you.
Helping me. Happy, Willie. Appreciate
of course.
You guys.
Love you, buddy. Bye.
Love you guys.
Holy